Hong Kong is about to mark the six-month anniversary of the protest movement with a large rally planned tomorrow. And as the movement continues, the legal reckoning is just beginning. Thousands of people have been arrested and hundreds charged. They could face lengthy spells in detention. Barbara Miller filed this report from Hong Kong.
6 months of protests, 6,000 arrests, some for assault, arson and vandalism, some for simply taking part in a largely peaceful but unsanctioned protest. Many of the more than 900 people charged are young. They face jail terms of up to 10 years for rioting. This 15-year-old was detained for 30 hours after being picked up at a protest in October, an ordeal that haunts him. When I sleep at night, what happens to me comes back to me. I have nightmares, he says. The school student is now on bail, waiting to hear if he'll be charged with unlawful assembly and contravening the mask ban. I'm worried about what will happen next, he says, that I will be treated unfairly by the judge. Barrister Sally Wong and her colleagues provide pro bono services to kids who find themselves detained.
We saw that there are many young people at ages like 30 or 14. I think it's quite upset to see them being charged with such serious offences.
That sometimes involves working around the clock after large numbers of arrests.
Yes, and we do not mind it because they are willing to take risk of imprisonment for us. Why would I choose not to sacrifice my time?
Does it worry you, the penalties that so many young people who you clearly support could face?
I am really worried about them. It's a very long time in jail and they will lose a lot. It is quite difficult for them to find a job in the future as well. Yes, so I'm quite worried.
Kevin Yam, an Australian Hong Kong lawyer and political commentator, says he doesn't think even stringent penalties will act as a deterrent.
So we can see that there's a toughening of attitudes when it comes to sentencing. I doubt people will get the full 10 years, but they may get, you know, as we've seen with some of the recent riot cases, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. We may or may not agree with their methods, but they see spending 10 years in jail as being worthwhile if that's going to help Hong Kong. Now, one way or another, it's an extremely sad state of affairs.
There's a sense of foreboding in the city ahead of Sunday's rally. It has been approved by police, but violence and yet more arrests are likely. This is Barbara Miller in Hong Kong reporting for Saturday AM.